Great, so we've been talking about Office 365, changes in the industry, business users trying to go rogue in some ways that they're going to get their own software out there now. So I'm gonna ask the question, what do you guys think of, you know, we're talking about developers, right? They have to build these apps or in everything that's going on, everything that's changing with 2016 coming, with Office 365, portals, Office Graph, Fabric UI. I can't even follow anymore because obviously I'm not a developer, but what should developers focus on right now? They've got all of this on the table and we've got so many hours in a day. What should developers focus on in the foreseeable future to stay ahead of the curve? And I mean, not necessarily just developers, power users or people in SharePoint, people building solutions, right? What should they focus on?
Oh, goodness. I love this one. Everyone knows here that I'm allergic to syntax and semicolons. So I don't really have a great answer for this, except for I expect the developers here to go build what I want, when I want it, and I want it to work exactly the way I want it. So you guys just need to go build me what I want, right?
Right, and and I think, you know, that's part of the point I was trying to make before the break was the fact that we need, as developers, we need to be looking at the outside world and seeing what works for people. What are people keying on? What are they interested in? What do they see solving their problems? What visual metaphors and UI metaphors can we bring into our software so that it doesn't suck? And you know, we're able to do that on top of SharePoint actually much better now than we were with the traditional SharePoint development model. So whether you like the add-in or app model or not, the things that you need to learn as a developer, I think, are what's going on out there in the world. Instead of being a SharePoint developer, you need to be a web developer and a UI developer and a, you know, a designer to some degree. You know, you have to be able to think about these things and balance them so that you can build stuff on top of SharePoint that's better than SharePoint is.
Okay.
Because SharePoint itself doesn't wow anybody. I mean, maybe it wows somebody who's never seen it before. But I think that, you know, there have always been sort of user interface or UX problems with SharePoint. We need to rise above those, not just sort of feel like we're stuck with them. We would need to look out and find the best stuff to emulate.
I think the biggest bang for the buck, which has come full circle right now, is that everything almost everything is a RESTful endpoint. And it's not only in Office 365, it's on-premises, it's in all of their products and services. Authentication, identity is being managed at a better level. The integration of your own Active Directory on-premises using ADFS to federate that identity that ties to the cloud that uses ADAL. You know, you have a singular identity of the individual no matter where they are. And it ties back, as you said, to the user, because the user could be at work in an office behind a desk. The user could be, you know, like me, I hardly go into the office. I'm usually at my home or at a client side. That becomes an easier task for me to perform and do my work now because identity is being managed better. Now, when you couple that into the RESTful API, now we can access data on top of that. And then we can be doing this in an Angular single page application. We could be doing this in add-ins inside Outlook itself used in the ribbon control. It's an oyster now. Everyone can pluck and go as they please.
So yeah, there's no one that they should focus on? They just stay in front of the...
It's changing so much right now.
It's changing, right? I don't think we've settled down to a proper standard as yet. Okay. I think we have entry points in terms of identity and data, but I don't think if you look at I'll bring up his name, Andrew Collin. Andrew Collin now is doing mainly client side stuff. Right, a lot of us are moving away from our managed code into that environment. I am trying. It's a sharp learning curve for me to learn JavaScript. And even Mark, while I'm here today or the last 2 days, I grabbed Mark because Mark has been leading the way with JavaScript and client side development, and I need to start learning this and just wrapping my head around things like promises inside JavaScript. Very hard for people that does managed code.
Yeah, I think just like you hit on it, it doesn't really matter what your tool set is anymore. Once you understand identity and authentication and all that, which goes out besides just Office 365, right? Like, lots of stuff are using OAuth and technologies based at. A lot of people are using REST. So if you understand those as a developer, you can use whatever language or framework you want to use, and you can get into SharePoint or Office 365 or, you know, Salesforce or whatever. And that's the nice thing. So, you know, if you want to build native apps, build native apps. You know, right. That's what you're good at, right?
I do think that any developer who is not learning JavaScript now, though, is really making a mistake.
Okay.
Because every piece of functionality that people go wow about has JavaScript in it somewhere, because it's happening right behind the glass for that user, right? That doesn't mean the whole thing's built in JavaScript, but you know, you're calling those REST endpoints, you want to get that data as close to the user as you can. So I think that anybody who's thinking, you know, JavaScript is a baby language and it's, you know, it's not really sophisticated enough or whatever it is, get over it. I've been saying this for years, and it's not that I'm right. It's not that I'm right or wrong.
But until the last few years, it probably was accurate, right?
The frameworks that are out there,
the
frameworks and tool sets that are out there are incredible. And you know, if you really want to get right in front of your user and build them stuff that they're going to get jazzed up about, it's going to be part of the mix.
Yeah.
So the rest of the world has been doing this for a long time now, and we as SharePoint people.
We've always been catching up to our other development.
There's some catching up to do.
And we always have, right? Yeah. You know.
So I'm going to chime into something you said before. You mentioned mobile first, cloud first, and I'm a big proponent of that. And to Mark's point about getting the data as close to the user as possible, they're related, right? Because when you think of people using mobile devices, one must be mindful of, you know, battery power, data calls, whether they're on Wi-Fi or they're on cellular, because all of that matters now as people start to stretch their environment. So not only do you want to get the data to them closer, but you have to have consideration about that too. So the RESTful endpoints, the JavaScript, that pulls it down right there in the DOM, and you can start to play with it using AJAX. So I'm learning all of this now, and I have a better appreciation now, because before, I was a C# snob, still am to some extent, but I understand that, you know, you need different tools in the tool chest in order to make the customer happy and solve the customer's problem.
Yeah, I was a COBOL snob for a while. I mean, you know, there, a lot of languages have been really great at various times, and that changes over time. And I think SharePoint people were cushioned from that.
Yes.
You know, 10 years using the same language? Mm-hmm. That's insane.
That's true.
That's insane.
And not that, like, C# going away. There's still things that you're going to build with it. You know,
in order to build a RESTful endpoint, you need to have a C# there, right? Exactly.
And it's interesting because I was at a conference recently, I forget which one to be honest, but and we were at a panel just like this, and there was a question, and this is why I wanted to talk about developers. A developer got up and he asked the panel, should I be worried about my job? I've been a SharePoint developer for whatever number of years, SharePoint 2007, he's been working on this, and all he knows, that's what he was saying, and I could feel him, right? All I know,
absolutely not.
That's what we answered, but I could feel it in his bones, and I'm sure there's many other people out there. Should I be scared? I'm a SharePoint.
Absolutely. Like, I know you're feeling, and I could even relate to it, right? Yeah. I still like to pretend I'm a developer, even though I don't do much code hardly at all anymore. But certainly there was a point where I realized, okay, MVC came out, and we never touched it because we were dealing with SharePoint, right? So multiple versions of MVC.
Yeah.
JavaScript advanced hugely between 2007 and 2010 and even 13, and we started catching up and started using it. Mark was, you know, more a little proactive than a lot of us were. Rackley, another example. But a lot of us were still like, yeah, whatever. We still got our you know, managed code. We're going to keep doing that. So definitely I can see his point as a SharePoint developer. Right. Holy crap, I didn't learn all this crap. Yeah. I got to go catch up.
Right, but so you bring up an interesting point. And when it comes to hiring strategy as well, I often tell people, when you look at like people who said that they're developers in this community or in this space, you either were a .NET developer that do SharePoint or you're a SharePoint developer that's trying to do .NET. Now we all need to become web developers, right? Like Tamar said.
Exactly.
And right now on my laptop, you were talking about developers. So on my laptop, first I run a Mac. Right? I drop the PC and I run a Mac. One, because the mobile first, cloud first introduces iOS. iOS needs to be built on a Mac. I don't have to have a Mac, but it's just easier for me to do it that way. But not only that, so I have as my IDE Visual Studio. You still need that. But I also have, I have Code, Visual Studio Code. I have Sublime. I have WebStorm. And I spend a lot of time in WebStorm because I love the IntelliSense inside that. And I can do a lot of my lighter stuff there than inside Visual Studio. So my eyes are open up and I'm playing in things that I've never touched before and I really like it.
Some of this, though, is it's every aspect of SharePoint all the time. Administrators are having to do things different. End users are having to do things different and consume things different. Developers are as well. And I think we chose a career in IT. Like, we chose change, right? Like, it's going to be changing constantly. It's not always going to be the same. But that's what we should be thriving on and always looking and paying attention.
Maybe we got comfortable with SharePoint for a while.
Yeah, we did, I think.
Well, and my answer to this poor developer of yours would have been very different. Everybody should be concerned about their jobs all the time. You know, SharePoint's been great. It's been a good gravy train for all of us. But it could go down the drain any minute. And if you're not learning new things all the time, which is something I thrive on, I know some people just would rather sit still. Mm-hmm. But if you're not learning new things all the time, not only, I think, is your life sort of boring, but you would have told him
you should be worried, your life is boring, SharePoint's going down the drain.
To me, that's dull. But you know, if you're not learning new things all the time and watching where technology is going, it's going to go without you, right? So whether you're a SharePoint developer or a person in marketing or whatever, if you're not watching what's going on in your industry, you're going to be left behind. So be worried. Keep looking for things to learn that you think you might be interested in and might be useful. Yeah. Find some stretch goals, you know, so that you're not a one-trick pony, so that you're not somebody who can't do anything else. Because sooner or later, the world's going to change on you.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I mean, to close off a little bit, unless you have other things to add, but I've just seen, we were thinking about, you know, a lot of people are in SharePoint with Office 365 now. So even we've been looking at how do we build an intranet now, which has been one of the most popular demands. And now it's just literally their SharePoint is used to store and list the data. And instead of like using cross-site publishing like we would do on premises, we build an MVC application that's an app that has the ribbon, that has the app launcher, but it's a complete application that's an intranet that leverages the content that starts. So there's a lot, I think, I wish I was a developer almost, because I feel like it's very exciting
there's
right
still
now.
Time.
We can work with you on that.
Yeah, there's still time.